Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2319, The Golden Rule of Personal Finance by Jesse Kramer of bestinterest.blog. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Hello again and welcome to Optimal Finance Daily, the show where I read to you from some of the best money and finance blogs on the web, each and every week, with the author's permission, of course. So let's hear today's post and start optimizing your life. The Golden Rule of Personal Finance by Jesse Kramer of bestinterest.blog. The Leaning Tower of Pisa has a foundational problem. It's 186 feet tall and weighs 14,500 tons. But its foundation is only 10 feet deep and built into silt and clay. 5 years after construction, about 1178 AD, the foundation shifted and the tower famously leaned. Oops. Every building needs a strong foundation. It applies to all buildings of all sizes in all locations. This brings us to the Golden Rule of Personal Finance. One that applies to all people at all levels of income. Spend less than you earn. I know, you think you know what I'm talking about, but in my ever-growing experience in personal finance, most people think they know this idea, but they've not truly internalized it. It's a foundational rule we too often ignore. We know the stories of former athletes or Hollywood stars who file for bankruptcy. How is that possible? Simple. They spent more than they earned. But surely someone with 100 million should be able to not spend all their money. I get it. But overspending behavior is the classic slippery slope. Just as buildings of all sizes see foundational issues, people across the wealth spectrum struggle with overspending. I have a friend of a friend who played Division I football and eventually made it to the NFL, but his family was dirt poor growing up. I thought this admission was so profound. Quote, "We were so poor. There was never much money. But the money that was there, it always quickly disappeared. You got used to this idea that money is scarce and never sticks around. So whenever I got money as a kid, it was like, spend it now or you might not get another chance to spend it. Boom. And I had a big list of things I wanted to spend money on. It's like a perfect storm. So now I just want to spend everything, save nothing. I don't trust saving. Because I've never actually seen it work," end quote. Here's a guy making millions, but his financial foundation was only inches deep, not nearly strong enough to support a large income. Our brains work against us. This is a foundational lesson from behavioral economics. We criticize others for overspending, but find ways to justify our own similar behavior. We say, if I earned another 20%, then I'd start saving more money. But when the 20% comes, we buy clothes that are 20% softer, houses that are 20% bigger, or meals that are 20% more organic. The slope remains slippery all the way down. If you're a global touring music star partying at the club, you justify a $10,000 bottle of champagne. If you're the heavyweight champion of the world, you justify owning a tiger. We all struggle to say enough. No way, you say. I just don't get it. I'd never own a tiger. You're not alone. I don't get it either. I'm with you. But a few weeks ago, Kelly and I spent $125 on a dinner for two. A nice treat, right? But a big part of the US population would look at our dinner and say, no way, I just don't get it. That's a full week of groceries or a month of gas. I'd never spend that on one meal. A smaller segment of the population would say, you call $125 a nice dinner? How quaint. My point is, overspending and comparison happen to all people at all income levels. We all spend money and all judge others on what they spend. Most of all, we all look at people richer than us and think, if I were them, I'd be all set because I'd never spend money like they do on that thing. Getting back to foundational fundamentals, I don't care what people spend money on. Meals, cars, tigers, though I'm not sure there's an ethical way to own a tiger. Because the key is spending less than you earn. Preferably, spending much less than you earn. I ensure I'm doing this through my budget and net worth tracking. In my experience, most people, including myself at times, pay lip service to spend less than you earn. Don't worry, you're only human. But if you want financial success, you'll eventually have to back up that lip service with real action. You'll need to dig deep and build a financial foundation that supports your current and future life. On the spending front, remind yourself of this simple truth. Advertisers convince you that buying stuff will make you happy. Actual psychological research provides no such evidence. It might, in fact, make you unhappy. You want to spend less? Remind yourself that you've probably been brain hacked by advertising. I know I have. Into thinking that more spending equals more happiness. I don't like that I've been brain hacked. I resent it. So out of spite towards advertisers, I actively fight my impulse to spend. It's a struggle. I have to dig deep, just like digging a foundation. But if you want to build a strong financial life, that's where it starts. A strong foundation. Spend less than you earn. You just listened to the post titled The Golden Rule of Personal Finance by Jesse Kramer of bestinterest.blog. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college? I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I completely agree with this golden rule, but I would add just one little thing to the end. Spend less than you earn and invest the difference. Our wealth is built in the gap between our income and our expenses, but we have to put that gap to work. Our money can work way harder than we can at making us more money through the power of compound interest and our assets appreciating over time. But in order for that to happen, we need to buy income-generating assets like stocks, bonds, and real estate. I love that Jesse acknowledges how we all tell ourselves we'll behave differently with our money once we're making more of it. I certainly used to tell myself that. I didn't save, invest, or worry about my debt in my 20s because I was convinced that I'd be making millions one day and it wouldn't matter. Well, Now I'm 36 and my income isn't close to a million, but my net worth is halfway there. It's important to remember that having more money doesn't magically increase your level of financial literacy. If you can't manage $1,000, then you definitely can't manage $1 million. And this golden rule of spending less than you earn applies no matter how much money you do or don't have. And that will do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Friday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.